Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Oh, thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, hi there. This is Reality Spirituality, and I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. This is going to be such a fun, entertaining show. It's going to be our first game show together. Yes, I created a game show just for you, my dear listeners. And you can call in to play along, or you could play along at home, share your comments, your questions. Call in to 646-564-9619. The number to reach me here live is 646-564-9619. And I am going to open up the chat room also. Yes, we're going to have a small chat room just in case, you know, people that don't want to call in or you're shy or whatever. But listen, Reality Spirituality, for my new listeners, just a quick definition. Reality Spirituality is a term that I use to describe our link, our everyday link to spirituality. Did you know that if you're making lasagna, that could be a spiritual experience? Or going out to collect the mail, going to the grocery store. I contend, in my own humble opinion, that we encounter spiritual experiences every single moment of our day. And it's up to us to recognize and or to acknowledge that we are really spiritual beings trapped in this human body. When I say trapped, I mean that with a wink, 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 because we're never trapped. But I believe that I'm more spirit than human. And with that reasoning, I feel even more powerful. I feel more trusting. When I connect to who I am on a spiritual level, oh, there is a calm, there is a connectedness, there is a feeling of trust, knowing that everything is in order. There is a joy. There is my shoulders are relaxed. When I connect to that spiritual side of who I am. Now, again, call in with your opinions or your comments or your questions. 646-564-9619. Before we start our game show, I have to share with you what happened to me yesterday. Yesterday, I was feeling so good, and I hadn't scheduled a show on Saturday, but you know what? I said, I'm going to schedule an impromptu show, just out of the blue. I was inspired to speak about some things on my mind, and I didn't want to wait for today because today is the game show. And what's so great about this Blog Talk Radio, I am able to schedule a show within, 15 minutes of wanting to do a show. And I scheduled a show, and I was going to just let my hair down and use whatever language that came into my mind, and I was just going to just open it up. And that's how I advertised it. The title of the show yesterday was, listen to this one. It was an intimate discussion. Okay, and then I put a description of the show. I wrote a description. It says, freestyle, filters gone, XXX rated. And I put it in parentheses, language, because that's all I'm talking about when I said XX rated. Confessions and personal insights discussed. Seatbelts fastened for this show. Oh, and I was inspired. It was 7 a.m. in the morning, and I didn't really advertise it. I was just going to be just expressing myself. It didn't matter if anybody listened. Well, guess what happened? I definitely know how... people can find my show. If you ever advertise it with XXX language and or intimate discussions, and oh, I forgot to say, I flagged it for mature audiences. Oh my goodness. That was my first mistake. I had the chat room open. I have never had so many people in my chat room, but guess what? They were men. And they didn't call to talk about any spiritual issues. No. And I had no clue. I was clueless. The first gentleman called in, and I said, "Hi, welcome to Reality Spirituality. Do you have any issues or any challenges that you want to discuss or that you're going through? I can help you with that because I am the Dear Abby of the spiritual world." And he replied, with this crazy kind of eerie laugh. I thought nothing of it. I'm still going on with the show. I said, "Well, that's what I'm here for. Call in with, you know." And then I had four or five more people into the chat room with names that, let's just say this: the spirituality brand and the brand that I advertise, it just didn't really mix. Now, there's nothing wrong with XXXX brand, but that wasn't my purpose. Okay, and I learned a big lesson that anytime I want to advertise for Reality Spirituality and I do feel like venting, I will not describe the show with triple X rating, and I will not describe the show intimate discussions, because that is not what these people called in or tuned in or Skyped in or opened up the chat room to get in. That was not their direction. So that was pretty funny. And how did I end the show? Probably within 8 minutes or so, I figured out what was going on. I was having technical difficulties. I figured out what was going on, and then I was out of there quicker than a... quicker than roaches fly when the light comes on. Okay, I don't know. Let's get to today's game show. The name of this show is Don't... Oh, I'm looking at the chat room. don't feed the trolls. Laugh out loud. What does that mean? Well, whatever happened, they logged in and they logged out. Okay, back to you, audience. Of course, all this chatting is new to me. 646-564-9619 if you want to call in and contribute. But this is the name of the show. This is the name of the game show. And I'm so excited. Listen to this. The name of the show is This is Who I Used to Be, and This is Who I Am Now. That's the title of the game show. Yeah, I know it's a little wordy, but that's the point. The point is, this is who I used to be, and this is who I am now. And let me tell you what that means. One of the things that I am committed to is growing. I'm committed to being happy, living happily ever after, and I'm committed to growing. And we discussed on Friday that there can never be a happy ending without a happy journey. And so this journey that we're on every day is very important because it gives us indications of where we are. It gives us indications of how happy we are. It gives us indications of how we're growing. But I figured out, there is a way that I discovered to chart and to measure my growth. And it's so simple because all I do is write out who I was yesterday and who I am now. This is going to be hard for you to believe. But it's easy for me to say because it's the truth. I used to have a bad day if my hair was messed up. If my hairstyle was crazy or it wasn't working or it was too short or I had a bad hair day. Can you believe that would ruin my day? Ruin my day. That's who I used to be. And with the hair, that also went along with the skin. With if I had a breakout, if I had a pimple, a bad day. I also, that's another piece of the puzzle of who I used to be. Audience, those are light. I'm going to hit you with the heavy artillery now. I used to enjoy like a good homemade bowl of spaghetti. I used to enjoy arguing with people. Enjoy it! There is nothing I liked more than to argue my point, put people, you know, paint people in a corner and watch them try to squirm out or basically the argument got louder and louder and then, oh, heaven forbid, if you didn't agree with me, which is usually what happens, and I had to give you the silent treatment and not speak to you or get offended and get mad at you for being such a jerk because you have your own opinion. Oh, I was invested in being right. I was invested in my opinion. Oh, and my opinion was the right opinion. And why can't you see? And what's wrong with you? Oh, I could point my finger so fast. I was faster than Jesse James. And I'm talking about the cowboy, not the motorcycle rider maker. I could pull out. I could pull out weapons. I could. Oh, my goodness. Who could I get in an argument with today? Whose day could I ruin today? I mean, I didn't go out thinking I was ruining a day, but if you had the nerve to disagree with anything I said, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. That's who I used to be. And who am I today? Let me say this. If I'm listening to anyone, it doesn't matter if it's a family member, coworker, stranger on the street, and they come up or they're talking to me about who knows what it is, something on the news, a fashion, food, whatever it is, politics. And I don't share their same opinion. If I don't agree, guess what I do? Guess what I do now, audience? And there is a different vibration between accepting somebody's opinion and tolerating their opinion. You could feel the difference. If I said, oh, you're tolerating someone, it doesn't, for me, it doesn't feel as good as if I'm just going to accept what they believe for whatever reason. They want to believe this. Their circumstances, they've come to this place where they want to believe. Their opinion is important to them. And 99.9% of the time, I don't agree. I'm not on the same page. I don't look at the world the same way that a lot of people do. But guess what I do now? Guess who I am now? I will look them in the eye and I will agree to their position. Not only agree, I will do because when I say I'm agreeing, I'm not changing what I think, but I'm just listening to them and validating what they think and what they believe. And who cares? Who cares if they think something differently than me? Who am I to try to persuade them differently? Unless they ask me, what do you think and why do you think that? And of course I'll tell them the truth. But I listen to so many conflicting opinions and suggestions and discussions, and believe me, audience, I used to do this. I used to listen to the same kind of discussions and opinions, and I would, while I'm walking away, I roll my eyes and make a face. Oh, Jesus, these people are really out there. They don't even get it. They're just so backwards. I don't even do that anymore because, honestly, that doesn't make me feel good. That's a big one for me. Huge. There was who I used to be was someone that always needed some type of stimulation, some type of event, some type of party, some type of gotta get out, some type of social club, social activity. if I didn't have anything socially on my calendar, oh, wow. Depression. Sadness. I don't have any friends. Oh, I don't have any friends. Oh, my goodness. And do you know that now? I actually run away, avoid. Let's say this, run away, avoid. Not interested, that's better. I'm not interested in the majority of the social invitations I am invited to. Just not interested. One of the reasons is because I'm learning and I've learned to just spend time with myself, by myself, and to be comfortable with that. I wasn't comfortable with nothing on the schedule. And so that's a really big deal for me, and I'm very proud of that also, because it just, I feel more at peace with being okay with whatever is. The other really interesting, at least I find it interesting, I was raised in a family where, and I've shared this before, if you weren't irritated at least once an hour, once every half hour, definitely 10 to 15 to 20 times in the day, something irritated you, then that it just didn't feel comfortable. It didn't feel right. It felt like, gee, there's too much peace. I was uncomfortable with peace. I was uncomfortable not arguing. I was uncomfortable not being moody, angry, irritated, aggravated. It was part of who I was. Short temper. Oh, my goodness. And I got to a place where I said, you know what? Could you imagine? Because remember, the underlining current is being happy. Can you imagine how happy I would be if I was never irritated again? If I never got angry ever again? And so basically I asked the universe, I said, get rid of this irritation. Now, I always get the question, how long does it take? How long does it take if you plant a rose from a seed to the bloom? The amount of time is not the issue. The amount of time is irrelevant. The only thing that's relevant, in my humble opinion, is to be on that path, is to be on that road. When we play this game, who was I? This is who I was, this is who I used to be, and this is who I am now. This game I want to introduce because this will give you a tool. This will give you a way to, number one, come up with what you want to change. I'm not talking about anything externally. I'm talking about internal changes. Come up with something you want to change. Maybe you don't want to have a temper. Maybe you want to feel lighter. Maybe you don't want to be irritated. Whatever it is for you, come up with something that you are really tired of doing, of being. And you really have to be tired of it. It's like you're sick and tired of being cranky. You're sick and tired of being moody or being impatient. Because until you get to that point of really wanting something different, you are going to struggle back and forth. So I really made up my mind what I didn't want anymore. And there are no time limits on it. So I would like to invite you to come up with five things. Nah, it's too many. Three things that you complain that you, okay, this is it. You complain to yourself about yourself. What is it? Procrastinating, whatever it is, whatever you think it is, whatever label you put on it. So come up with something that you are really sick and tired of doing, and or not doing, being. And you really, really want to be sick and tired. Now, if you can't come up with three, just come up with one. But make sure that it's that the urge is strong inside of you. And then just ask the universe to assist you. I want to lose this. Help me with it. And slowly and surely, you are going to get rid of whatever you feel isn't serving you or whatever you feel isn't working. Before I sign off today, I want to thank you for listening. And I also want to say that tomorrow, Monday, we're going to try something different also. I'm calling it Meditation Mondays. So we are going to meditate together. We are going to quiet ourselves. We're going to have a really relaxing, peaceful, good energy, flowing meditation. The last part of the show tomorrow. I'm excited about it. I don't meditate every day. It's just, I don't do it, but I do talk to the universe every day, and I talk to them when I'm either walking or on the bus or in the shower. I mean, I can have or washing dishes. I can have a conversation at any time. So I don't do the official sit in meditation. I just don't do that. But tomorrow, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do that with you. I want you to have a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you so much for your emails. Thank you for your suggestions. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for chatting. And I'm excited about this week. This week is going to be a new week. I'm launching my website, my YouTube channel, my Reality Spirituality Facebook page. This is going to be an exciting week. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, Meditation Monday. This is Rebecca Norrington, and you've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest.
Yeah, you gon' feel good now.